It is my distinct honor and privilege, and I mean that so sincerely. I've been watching this rising star senator of these past few years, a man who can say in four words more wisdom than most people in Washington can even think in 4 months. Ladies and gentlemen, the great senator from the state of Louisiana, my friend, Senator John Kennedy.
A priest and a rabbi were sitting next to each other on a plane, and they had a little time to kill. So the priest turned to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?" The rabbi said, "Certainly, Father." So the priest said, "Rabbi, does your religion still prohibit you from eating pork?" And the rabbi said, "Yes, Father, it does." So the rabbi and the priest thought about that for a few minutes, and the priest turned back to the rabbi and he said, "Rabbi, I've got to ask you this. Have you ever eaten pork?" And the rabbi said, "Yes, Father, one time. One time I ate a ham sandwich." So the priest and the rabbi thought about that for a few minutes, and the rabbi turned to the priest and said, "Father, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?" The priest said, "Certainly, Rabbi." The rabbi said, "Father, does your religion still require you to be celibate?" And the priest said, "Yes, Rabbi, it does." So the rabbi said, "Father, you know, I got to ask you, have you ever been with a woman?" And the priest thought about it and he said, "Rabbi, I can't lie to you. One time before I entered seminary, I succumbed to the pleasures of the flesh." So the priest and the rabbi thought about that for a little while, and the rabbi turned to the priest and he said, "Father, it beats the hell out of a ham sandwich, doesn't it?" I love South Carolina. Last time I was here, I was with Lindsay. I told the people then, and I'll tell you again, I love South Carolina. I love South Carolina better than sex. Not really. But you get the point. I really like South Carolina. South Carolina and Louisiana have a lot more in common than you realize. We were both admitted to the Union right about the same time. South Carolina in 1788, I think, Louisiana in 1812. We have a lot of people. You know, Louisiana about 4.6 million. South Carolina about 5.6 million. God bless both of us with hardy people and abundant natural resources. There are differences. In Louisiana, we eat things that you would call an exterminator for to get out of your backyard. I'm very proud of our food. We have the best food in the world, as long as you don't ask a whole bunch of questions. I'm especially proud to be here with my son, Preston. Where's my son, Preston? Preston Kennedy. Preston is in the aerospace business back in Louisiana. And I am particularly pleased to be here for my friend Wes Clymer and Marty. Now, let me tell you about this guy. Wes is whip smart. He went to Furman. They don't let dummies into Furman, okay? He has served extraordinarily well as state senator. He's an expert in agriculture. He's a good guy. I mean, he's an Eagle Scout, for God's sakes. He exercises power maturely, rationally, intelligently. He's tough as a boot. I know he's a nice guy. He really is. But if you get between Wes Clymer and what's best for the people of South Carolina, he will devour you like a light snack. And you need to go vote for Wes Clymer. You need to send him money. I know it's awkward. It's painful to talk about money. It really is. Politics is a little bit like life. You don't have to be rich and famous to be happy. You just have to be rich. So if you can help him financially, and many of you already have, I really would appreciate it. Main thing is, go vote. Look at it this way. If dead people can do it, so can you. Now, so I'm honored to be here for Wes and Marty. I thought about what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I thought maybe the best approach would just be to tell you a little bit about what I believe. I think this is what Wes believes as well, but I don't want to speak for him. He's his own person. He can speak for himself, but I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I believe. I speak my mind. God gave me the right to remain silent, but not the ability. And sometimes that makes people mad. It does. Every now and then a friend of mine will say, John, you know, Kennedy, how do you sleep at night knowing there are people out there that hate you? And I tell them the truth, with the fan on. Because I think I make the right people mad. But that's the wonderful thing about America. We have the right to say what we think. You're not free if you can't say what you think. You're not free if you can't say what's on your mind. So I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I believe. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, that's what America's all about. I believe that the United States of America is star-spangled awesome. I think the United States is the greatest country in all of human history, and the whole world knows it. Let me ask you a question. The whole world knows it. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you heard of somebody trying to sneak into China? People, the whole world want to come here. Even people who hate America don't want to leave it. I am proud to be an American, and I know you are too. I believe that Ralph knows this. Wes will find it out. I believe that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C. I've seen it firsthand. When I feel, there are a lot of smart people in Washington, and sometimes I feel inadequate, but when I do feel inadequate, you know what I do? I just look around. I mean, you have all these high IQ stupid people. You're too polite in South Carolina to say it, but you'll think to yourself, how did these people make it through the birth canal? Now, I believe that Republicans aren't perfect. We're not. But the other side's crazy. The American people deserve to be governed by normal people. They don't deserve to be governed by nauseously woke people who hate George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head because they think they're racist. The American people don't deserve to be governed by people who want to kill all the folks who've been successful financially in America, who want to open our borders, who want to open our prisons, who want to defund the police, defund ICE, and who know the words by heart to the Cuban national anthem. Socialism is for morons, folks. The American people don't deserve to be governed by folks who hyperventilate on their yoga mats if you use the wrong pronoun. Who think our kids ought to be able to change genders at recess. who carry around Ziploc bags of kale to give themselves energy. And who think they're better than us. The American people don't deserve that. And by the way, for the record, kale to me, to each his own. But kale to me tastes like I'd rather be fat. Now, this other part is important, okay? I believe I don't hate anyone, and I do not. When I say my prayers at night, one of the things I ask God for, don't let me hate. Because it's hard in Washington. It's very, very hard. But I don't hate anyone. I look for grace wherever I can find it. So I say this very gently. The Biden administration sucked. And I don't hate President Biden. I wish him well in retirement. But he left us a mess. You cannot imagine. The Biden administration mismanaged Congress. It mismanaged COVID. It mismanaged the economy. It mismanaged debt. It mismanaged inflation. It mismanaged Afghanistan. It mismanaged crime. It embraced wholeheartedly cancel culture. It treated moms and dads who cared about their kids' school like domestic terrorists. If you had put President Biden and many of his people in charge of the Sahara Desert, they would have run out of sand. They were spectacularly awful. I watched them for 4 years. They pushed on a door that was clearly marked pull. They left us a mess. And since then, President Trump and a Republican Senate and a Republican House, and I'm very proud of what we've done in the short 2 years we've had. We have cut your taxes. We have cut your taxes. The average American, not the wealthiest Americans, the average American has seen their tax refund go up 11%. We stopped the automatic renewal of $4.3 trillion in taxes on you, and we went further and we cut taxes even further. And I'm very proud of that. We secured our border. We reduced crime. We cut rules and regulations to lower the cost of goods and services. We reduced the size of the federal workforce by 11%. And under our leadership, America learned to fight again. So I'm proud of what we did. I believe that the best social program is a job. I believe that those who can work should work. I believe that free enterprise has lifted more people out of poverty than all the social programs put together. Our social programs, we spend over $1 trillion a year. We help our neighbors who are less fortunate than us. Not every country does. In some countries, they'll let you die in a ditch. Not in America. In America, if you're hungry, we'll feed you. If you're homeless, we will house you. If you're too poor to be sick, we will pay for your doctor. But those who can work should work. Welfare should be a bridge, not a parking lot. I believe that all life is precious. And it doesn't matter whether that life is 84 years old or 84 seconds old. Shame on people. Shame on leaders who actually celebrate abortion. I believe that no parent should be required to send his or her child to a failing school where violence is common and learning is rare. We need choice in our schools. I believe that we need to have an election day, not an election month. And I believe you ought to prove you are who you say you are in order to be able to register, vote, and to vote. Now, you've heard the debate about the SAVE Act. Let me tell you what the SAVE Act means to me. How you vote is up to your state legislatures. If you want to vote by mail, the president disagrees with me on this. If you want to vote by mail, that's up to you and your state legislature. However you want to vote is up to the states. But we need to have two federal rules so that Democrats and Republicans and independents will believe in election integrity and the sanctity of our elections again. And those two rules are real simple. In America, you have to prove you are who you say you are in order to register to vote and to vote. And we have to go back to having an election day, not an election month. However you vote, we got to know who the winner is on election night. If you do that, we'll be fine. I believe that illegal immigration is illegal. Duh. I believe that if gun control laws worked, Chicago would be Mayberry. Instead, it's the world's largest outdoor shooting range. It is. We've got thousands of gun control laws. We don't need more gun control, folks. We need more idiot control. That's just a fact. And I believe one more thing with respect to our Second Amendment. I do think love is the answer. Love is one of the greatest gifts God gave us. I do believe love is the answer. But I also own a handgun or two just in case. I believe we're going to have to get some new conspiracy theories because all the old ones turned out to be true. I believe that exercise makes you look better naked. And so does alcohol. Now let me say a word about it, and then I'm going to hush. Let me say a word about a really sensitive subject that we don't talk about enough. I want to talk about race. America is not perfect, but we are good. And like every other society in the history of humankind, America caught the disease of slavery. But we beat it back. And since then, the American people have embraced civil rights laws in 1866, 1871, 1875, 1960, 1964, 1965, 1968, 1990, and 1991, and I'm probably leaving some out. And I'm proud of that. And I know you are too. And the truth is that most Americans, they don't think that much about color. They think about character. They understand that souls have no color. Most Americans understand viscerally, instinctively, that to a bear, we all taste like chicken. Two final points. How many of you have been to Arlington National Cemetery? If you haven't been, go. If you've been once, try to go again. I believe that Arlington National Cemetery contains 400,000 reasons why you should stand your ass up for the national anthem. Look, I am bullish on America. I'm an optimist. Now, I'll admit I'm an optimist who worries. Sometimes I can be a paranoid optimist. But I do. I wouldn't be here tonight if I didn't. I wouldn't be supporting Wes if I didn't. I believe that America's future and South Carolina's future can be better than our present or our past. I've always believed that we're only as good as our dreams. We shouldn't fear the future. We ought to grab for it. I've always believed that we're only as valuable as our children. But I'm not going to bubble wrap it. The pigs and the water in Washington, D.C. is not going to clear up until you get the pigs out of the creek. It's not. And no one is coming to save us for ourselves, but ourselves. That's why we need Wes in Washington, D.C. And I want you to help Wes and me. I want you to help us fight for our country. I cannot promise you, and I don't think Wes would promise you, that we will win every single fight. But I will speak for Wes on this. And I'll speak for myself. By God, we will refuse to be beaten. Thank you for coming out and helping my friend. God bless South Carolina. God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did I mention to go vote? Did I mention that if dead people can do it, you can too? Go vote.
Thank you so much. Thank you.